patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Yes, we always talk Bucks with Zora Stevenson. In the past, I've said she's going to be Coach Zora. That's not happening. I'm moving on. I heard her do play-by-play last night. She will be doing play-by-play for an NBA team. I don't know within how many years. It won't be long, though. Zora, good afternoon.
I appreciate your support. Good afternoon.
So what team do you think you'll be? What's your favorite NBA team other than the Bucks? Because you're working.
I was going to say, you know my favorite NBA team.
Well, other than the Bucks.
Other than the Bucks,
yeah.
I just like good basketball.
All right. Okay. Well, I hope you're not. I hope you're offended by it. You're not going to be a coach. You're going to be the play-by-play voice of an NBA team.
Something tells me maybe that's a slightly more realistic.
Okay. All right. Do we talk to about Brook Lopez? Don't mess with my man. You mess with my man, you're going to mess with me.
I knew you were going to go off.
I like what he did. I think that's what you do. You got to protect your guy. And he did.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He was protecting his guy. Giannis said he appreciated it, and their relationship is bigger than basketball, and he's going to pay Brooke's fines or Brooke's tax.
Yeah.
So
Brooke's got his own money.
Yes, but it's the principle of it.
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
you stick up for me.
That's what the Nassus is there for. The big brother.
Yeah, you come off the bench, you're in trouble.
You don't want that fine.
Giannis got that money. Giannis got the money. Brother better come off that bench.
I think he might be like, bro.
He might have a point. He's not playing anyway. He can get some time off.
Yeah, it's a little steep fine, but still, this is family. Money be damned. This is family.
I don't even know from T.A.'s angle if he could see the kind of swipe by Trey Lyles. I watched a clip, and I mean, everybody's going to see it from their perspective, right? Kings fans are going to feel like Giannis walked in front of Trey. Bucks fans, and from my point of view, I felt like Trey kind of tried to cut off Giannis. And there was a slight push from Trey Lyles. And then Brooke caught a piece of it and said, no, 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 not to my guy.
Yeah,
happens from there.
Aside from that, it was a great game. What was it?
It was an amazing game. Great atmosphere. Bucks down by 15 in the second quarter at one point, cut it to 9 at halftime. Then they win the third quarter, 37-25, and kind of some back and forth and clicking at the right time in the fourth. Is that Jay Crowder? Had some timely plays and stuff that you'd really have to watch for, right? Like he forced an offensive foul, deflection, stuff like that. And it was so great to see Chris Middleton kind of be in his bag, right?
I was going to say, that's the biggest thing from the game is Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
Looking like Chris Middleton.
And that's, we all love to see that. But when the game was tight and it was a playoff atmosphere, Chris Middleton showed up, and I think Bucks fans need to remember that.
I don't think people worry about that. I think you just worry about how healthy he is, and you.
Yeah, well, that's why they're really being conservative with. I mean, they've taken a good bit to ramp up his minutes. The past few games, Saturday at Golden State, and then yesterday in Sacramento, both 30 plus, minutes. He's getting there. He's getting there, and I know each step for him means a lot.
Well, after last night, I would say he's there. You always worry that the injury never disappears, but I don't know. Can you think of another game in which you thought, that's 100% Middleton?
No, I haven't seen Chris play like he did when he had 5 threes as well. But I'm so careful with saying, like, hey, like, any player is there. I mean, this point in the season, with 14 games left for the Bucks, everybody's got something. Chris is just, his stuff is just known because he had to be out with it, right? Like, I mean, there's a reason why Joe Ingles didn't play last night, right? Chris has yet to play the second night of a back-to-back. You know, Giannis continues to deal with his wrist/hand and the knee. I mean, there's, you know, up and down. Wesley Matthews come back from the calf strain. Goran Dragic has been available the last few games, but when he first got to Milwaukee, he was out with some knee stuff. I mean, so many of these guys, and this is the oldest team in the NBA, too. They're so experienced, and they're so battle-tested, but with that comes age. And guys that got to do some extra stretching in the morning to make sure that they're good to go for these night games.
Hall of Famer, tell Zora what you've you're still the same, right?
Don't be quiet today.
Well, he doesn't have much to add because said they're going to win the championship.
They're going to win it. What else is there to say? That's it. But I was watching the clip from last night too, and I was trying to watch it a few times, and I'm just trying to think. So they're just, I mean, Giannis is basically just dribbling out the clock. I am curious, like, why he went. Like, he's, all you got to do is stop at half court right over the timeline and stop. He did kind of, like, cut in front of Lyles. But, hold on. So he doesn't have to do that. He can stay away from Lyles, which is usually you try to stay away from people. But, Lyles, why do you got to react like a psycho and get mad about it?
I agree.
I mean, yeah, but for, I mean, but if you're going to, if I'm on a nitpick, okay, Giannis, stay away from him. That's the first thing. Second thing is don't react like a little kid. And then the third thing, another kid reaction by Lopez. Did Giannis look like he was in a fight? No. He pushed him. Giannis was way away. Giannis was out of the picture.
That's right.
Lopez, you don't need to step into anything. There's nothing to step into. It's not like they were getting into it, right? I mean, if you're and your guy getting into it, okay, step in. Giannis laughed. Giannis had finally a good reaction to something. You know, you get pushed. And there's no need to push, the game is over. So I'm just going to laugh it off and walk away like Giannis did. It's over. Lopez, you're stepping in, escalating.
You're saying Brooke came to help, but Giannis didn't ask for help.
No, I'm saying there was nothing to help. There was no fight going on.
Yeah, but look good.
Giannis had already, he had walked away. Giannis is on the other side of half court right now. So I'm just saying, I don't know what Brooke, why you being a tough guy there?
Brooke thought the opposing player just did a little too much.
He did do a little too much. I'm saying, but there was no, like, a lot of times you see people come in is when two guys are engaged.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
They weren't engaged.
Giannis did not
Giannis engaged. Was all on the other side of half court.
He had moved on.
But. Yeah. So, Brooke, I don't know what Brooke's trying to be a tough guy for.
Well, Bucks win the game 49-19.
That's what I'm saying. The game is over.
Number one spot, not only in the Eastern Conference, but best record in the league.
Does Giannis ever do anything that surprises you on the floor?
Yes.
What?
Yes. I mean, his capabilities are endless, so it's not that I'm surprised that he has the capability of anything, but I'm surprised how things work out sometimes, right? Like, if someone were to say, oh, the Bucks are, like, you know, start the game 1-for-8, 1-for-7 from the three-point line, and Giannis would be the only one that had a three, right? Like, that's a surprising number. Am I surprised that Giannis has the ability to knock down a three-pointer? No. There's just certain contexts and certain situations that surprise me, but, I mean, he's just a really good basketball player, as are so many of these guys on this team. I'm in awe of the athletes that they are. And the consistency in which they play with and the athleticism that they display, like what they're able to do with their body. I mean, Giannis hadn't played three games, right? And for Giannis, that means he comes out and the body's rested and he scores 46. For the rest of us human beings, you come back and you're rusty and your body's like, wait, we haven't played basketball in a week. Not for Giannis. It's more remarkable and amazement than surprise.
Wow. When do you want him to shoot threes? When is it a good?
Whenever he feels like it.
So he you're okay with him shooting threes at any point in the game, any game?
Yes, because I think he has the ability to know when it's, you know, a good shot and when it's not. And if he takes the occasional shot where you're like, oh, we didn't need that, he's Giannis Antetokounmpo. So do what you want. And he doesn't take advantage of that. Like he has the green light. He has the ability.
How do you think he decides?
Give me the green.
When he takes it, do you go like, I was expecting that, or is there any way to know?
Well, some of my, if it's in the flow of the offense, a couple passes around, and he's wide freaking open. Yeah, I mean that's a good shot for anyone, and he has the ability to knock it down. Like he knocks those shots down all the time.
Not in the last 2 minutes of a game. Don't take that shot.
Not in the last 2 minutes.
No, not in the last 2 minutes of a game. Well, don't take that shot.
It depends on the context of the game, right? Is it a close game? Are they down? Are they out?
Yeah, well, right. In a close game with 2 minutes, no.
So that's your
rule. He's pretty good at that. But it also depends on how the game's going. If he's not down two, I mean, he was 2 for 2 last night.
You guys are going to have to work.
He could be 7 for 7. If under 2 minutes, close game, no, Giannis. Don't shoot it.
Well, he's Giannis, so.
Yeah!
I don't care. We're still trying to win. Zora,
why not 3 minutes?
Quit sucking up to Giannis.
Why not 3 minutes? Why not 4 minutes?
No.
It's
winning time. It's time to
go. 2 minutes is winning time.
Wait, what's his go-to? Is it shooting threes or getting to the rim? What's his go-to?
I mean, getting to the rim.
Thank you. So that's what you do, and the game's on the line.
Well, no, you go to your go-to. You said 2 minutes, so that's
exactly 2 minutes.
When you think
that's when the possessions are limited.
So it'd be different at 3 minutes, different at 4 minutes.
That's slightly different.
Okay, all right. Sorry, Zora. I know it's your segment, but I wanted to get...
No, this is your show. I see you all have a Twitter page. Is that new?
Finally. Brand new.
Yes.
We got 10 followers, maybe.
No, we got
to... We make sure we get Zora on there following
us. That's right,
If Zora retweet stuff, we might get some followers.
Think about it.
Zora, we got a live feed. You can actually see us.
Tony, did you hear what she said?
Oh, that's not good.
I'll think about it.
She said that's not good. Pebble, did you put our live feed up on Homer and Tony?
Yeah, I retweeted it. Should be on there on the timeline.
Yeah, you can watch us.
Oh, wow.
Here, I'll wave to you now, Zora. I'm waving to you.
Hold on. Wait, I'm going
to... Pull us up so we can see us wave at you before we let you go. Yeah, it should be on that feed somewhere.
Homer? What's the...
Pebble, what is it?
Go to the ESPN Milwaukee page as well. It's on there as well on the timeline.
But it's on our page, though, too, right?
It's on both, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can find your page by going to the... Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
What is the...
Okay, and then, wait, where do I see the live feed?
Come on,
Pebble,
help her.
Just scroll down a little bit, and you should see it.
Oh, my gosh.
You see it?
Oh, my gosh. What is that?
Hey,
what
look, do you mean? We're waving
what
at
you. What do you mean, oh, my gosh?
Hey.
I was going to ask you, what's it like to just talk basketball with Marcus Johnson for 2 hours? That's got to be a blast.
It's so fun. That's why I giggle too much, and if anyone thinks it's annoying, that's why, because I'm just hanging out. I probably should.
Just
I'm
giggle.
Like, I'm laughing. Oh, you all are nuts. This is great, and this is not great.
Hey, what's not great? I don't understand you right now. I know Homer's not the best to look at, but geez. Don't say that out loud.
Why do you have to go there? You think I don't own a mirror? Like, you think I don't know?
What do you think about the mysteriousness of radio, though? Like, isn't half a gig that you all, it's this mysterious?
Not anymore, Zora. That's the old days.
That is correct. That's the old days.
Like. All we hear is a voice.
That's the old days.
People are just curious. You know, yeah.
Life is invasive
and
now.
They never had the option. Now you got the option. Some do, and some want to see.
Everything's out in the open, in public.
That's right.
We want to see you. You want to see what you're doing.
And when Zora's on, we should Zoom her. She should
fly
be
on the
same.
Wall.
Right, shouldn't we Zoom?
Fly on the wall.
Can we Zoom Zora when she's on and make her a part of it as well, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah, we can have her call in on the V-Mix here and have her on for the show.
Yeah.
Get her on the V-Mix.
We can put her on camera as well.
There the V-Mix!
Go.
Yeah. What do you say, Zora? You
we
up call for that?
It, hey, we're, when she's on, we call it the Z-Mix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Depending on the day, I think about that. I mean, like, right now, I'm in a hotel room in Phoenix.
Fine. That's
what
everything's different.
Head to pillow time was 3 a.m. That's how I do things. What was the head to pillow time? After the flight from Sacramento.
So what do you even watch to observe? Do you have anything? I always ask people, like, what's at the top of the list? Is there anything, or do you just watch it, enjoy it, or do you go, I kind of want to see what he's going to do with this, or I kind of want to see, I don't even know if you do that when the team's this good.
When I'm prepping for a game?
Or just prepping or not prepping, just your own curiosity of following the team.
Well, I mean, I watch all the games, so I don't necessarily have to watch them the full games back, usually I have to watch like clips back or parts back. So, for example, prepping for Phoenix, I wanted to go back and watch parts of the fourth quarter and see Jrue Holiday at work. And then I watch more of the opponent because I don't see the opponent every night, just to make sure I can talk about the opponent properly. And then with the Bucks, I have a feel for things, right? So, like, let me think. What's something that would be a good – okay, so, like, Chris Middleton lately. I'm like, Chris feels like he's, like, creating a lot in the past week or so. And so then I go to the stats to see if the stats match up with what I feel like I'm seeing, and they do. Last five games, Chris averaging 6 assists, right? So it's more of checking my own mind. Like, I feel like I'm seeing this. Let me double-check and see if the numbers agree with that.
All right.
Sounds like a lot of work. We got breaking news, so Zora, we got to get out of here. Sorry.
Okay, we got breaking news.
We are.
Aaron Rodgers, breaking news.
That's right.
Number two
what's
seed.
Happening?
Doing it. What do you mean? What's happening? We're doing the damn thing, girl. We're killing it right now.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers. What's he doing?
Who?
What's happening?
I said I thought there was an Aaron Rodgers update.
I thought we were talking Marquette.
Oh.
Come on.
We were, but then you said breaking news, and I was switching back and forth. Anyway, go Marquette.
Yeah, breaking news is nothing to do with the Rodgers. Well, maybe a little bit.
Oh. Thanks, okay. Zora.
Bye.
We'll have Zora live next time. You think that'll work? Do we think we'll get her on?
Nope.
Not a chance.
What do you mean not a chance?
I could send her the link and she'll probably not join it.
All right, we'll address this next.